On the line now, I have Professor McIlvany from Beaumont Hospital. Hello, Professor. How are you? Good afternoon.
Fine, Noel. How are you?
Okay. Just want to ask you about an update in general, and we're going to talk about cystic fibrosis. And first thing I want to do is give out the email if people want to make it, or the website if people want to make any donations for that wonderful, wonderful swim, indeed, that was done recently by Fergus Somerville. And it's mycharity.ie. And then sponsor a friend, and then you enter Fergal, and then you come up to Fergal Somerville and make your donations. It was a wonderful achievement for Fergal, wasn't it?
That was fantastic. I've been friends with Fergal for a number of years now, and he came up to me and he offered to do it off his own bat. He wanted to do something for cystic fibrosis research, and he thought this would be something which would capture the public's imagination. And it shows a tremendous commitment and fitness on Fergal's behalf to be able to do that. And he delivered the goods on it.
He certainly did, and raised an awful lot of money. And the Cystic Fibrosis Unit, as they can use as much money as they can, that's in Beaumont Hospital. Quite a busy place, I imagine.
It's very, very busy, you know. We have over 120 patients in our clinics at the moment in the Cystic Fibrosis Unit. The level of their CF, the severity of their CF varies. But what we want to do is provide as good as possible care as possible for these patients, and also to, I suppose, promote research, because cystic fibrosis is still a condition about which we need to know more. And the more research we do into it, the more we'll know about it, and hopefully, if not a cure, but at least make it better for patients, make it easier for patients to live fulfilled lives and longer lives, obviously, as well.
Okay, and through the research, has there any improvements been able to be made, say, over the past 20 years?
Some enormous achievements, really. You know, when I started in medicine just over 20 years ago, cystic fibrosis was a paediatric disease. In other words, we never saw people with CF outside the paediatric hospitals.
Wow.
That's because they didn't survive that long. And now over 50% of our patients with CF in Ireland are adults. And that's going to come bigger and bigger. And the great thing is that we expect people to come to the adult hospitals now.
Mm-hmm.
So there have been tremendous advances. But obviously, we'd be very silly to sit on our laurels. I mean, we can do much better than we're doing at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, from all the publicity it's been getting over the past 2 or 3 years, maybe, statistically, people have a longer chance of living, they have a chance of living longer in other countries more than they have here. The statistics are very low, isn't it?
No, not really. Funny enough, there's a misconception out there about that. And the reason that misconception arose was that the data wasn't there in Ireland to give accurate statistics. And we know now that, in fact, the median survival in Ireland is not that much different than any other country.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. The interesting thing about Ireland, though, and one of the unfortunate things for us is that the type of cystic fibrosis we have in Ireland is of the more severe type. There is a spectrum of cystic fibrosis, and the type we have in Ireland is of the more severe type. It affects the lungs and other parts of the body as well, so the pancreas and the stomach, etc. So in other words, we have a severe form, but in fact, the actual median age of survival in Ireland is not significantly different than any other country.
Okay, so, I mean, just to prove my ignorance of the situation as well, to the extent, does climate play a part in the equation of cystic fibrosis? That's something I'm not sure of as well.
No, that's a very interesting point. Some people in the past would have gone to sunnier climates and that, but there's no evidence that it makes any difference, unfortunately,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay, and so it's a lot of it's to do with hygiene as well. I mean, it's the interaction with people, and they're quite susceptible with their immune system. Would that be true?
Well, that's a very good point. Yeah, what we know is that people with cystic fibrosis are very prone to infections with specific bacteria that you or I may not be affected by. So people with CF have to be very careful, particularly in intermingling with other people with CF. So if you have cystic fibrosis, you're probably at a greater risk from a friend or colleague with cystic fibrosis than from other people. And that's a really important point to make, that the bacteria you can get from another person with CF is quite different than you would get from a non-CF person.
Mm-hmm. Is that the sense of a mutation that would come into it, or what? I mean, I don't want to get too technical.
No, but it's a good point. I think that the point about CF is the condition itself is caused by a mutation in the CF gene.
Mm-hmm.
And in general, what that does, it causes an over secretion, decreased secretion of some salts on the lung surface, and over absorption of water. So the secretions get very thick and viscous and hard to cough up.
Mm-hmm.
And so that becomes a very fertile area for bacteria to grow. And we also know that certain bacteria have, propensities to grow in the cystic fibrosis environment.
Okay. It's fascinating to the extent, but I'm glad we cleared up the thing about the stats on because you get it. I imagine when I heard all this at the time, I remember thinking to myself, now if I was in a situation like that, the first thing I would do is move to one of these countries.
Yeah.
So I'm glad that was cleared up, the misconception that was there. But always looking for a funding professor.
Absolutely, absolutely. And the reason for that is, although the median survival is improved, it's still not anywhere near what we want. We want people with cystic fibrosis to live normal lives. Mm-hmm. Want a normal length of survival and also good quality of life as well. So the more we know about the condition, the better we can treat it.
And finally, as a question through ignorance as well, is it something that's genetic that you're born with?
It is, absolutely. Okay. It's a genetic disorder. And the interesting thing about CF is a genetic disorder mainly of Caucasians. And in the past, to be a carrier for CF may have given you a survival advantage. And that's why there's so much CF around now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I just didn't understand the last point. Could you explain to me again?
So, for example, if you have a condition like cystic fibrosis, in which you have to get the CF gene from both parents to an extent, then, for example, you get the CF gene from just one parent. Years ago, it was thought that may have given you an extra advantage in surviving conditions such as cholera or things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, that's why there's so many people with the CF gene who may not have full-blown CF but can pass it on.
Oh, I see. Okay, so as more, that's obviously all information that's come forward in the past 20 years, and this is why the money is important for all this research.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay, and we say thanks to Fergal. Anything else coming up fundraise-wise, would you know, or is that...
We're always looking for funding. In fact, we're very fortunate in the last number of years, last 10 years or so, the actual funding from the government for research in CF has been very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing we've found, though, just an interesting point, in Beaumont Hospital, we have discovered part of the reason why women do worse with cystic fibrosis than men. And that's a very novel finding. That wasn't previously known. So we're getting to grips more and more with the subtleties of the condition.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just cystic fibrosis, it's different types of cystic fibrosis. You know?
Okay, that's something a lot of people would know as well, that the different types. Could you tell us what the difference is?
Yeah, so for example, in women with CF, obviously women have more of female hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And we have shown in a recent study in Beaumont Hospital that the female hormones change the type of bacteria that you get in your lungs. And that makes it more difficult to eradicate those with certain antibiotics. So that's a new finding based on research done here in Beaumont. And I think that sort of information will actually lead to new therapies and better therapies, I think.
That sounds fantastic, and as you said yourself, that's where the money is going, and it's doing nothing but good.
Yes.
But that's a fascinating part of it there to find out that. So in your mind's eye, Professor, can you see, if not a cure, but maybe much more advances being made in the short term?
I think you're right. I think both short term and medium term, we'll have advances, I think, which I would hope would eventually make CF what we want it to be, a chronic condition that lasts well up into your 50s and 60s.
Okay, and thanks to you and all the team down there as well.
No problem. Thanks very much.
Again,
thanks to
Fergal
for all his help. Thank you.
Bye-bye.